There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
1, 2, 1, 2. Check it out.
It's the guys next door.
Check it out, y'all.
Hopefully you'll enjoy. Yeah, get live. Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city and you know Mac Wiles we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Miles Jones.
It's the guys.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Mac Wiles.
You know this, your boy, Vlaroy.
Oh, yeah.
And what it do?
Here's the guys next door. Welcome back to the crib, y'all.
Hello.
If you listen to this, I just want to let you know that we appreciate you, and you probably made damn near the best decision that you could probably make this week, man. You're listening to us, and we...
It was two things you had to do this week.
Uh-huh.
There was listen to us as normal, and... Watch the start of basketball, bro.
NBA
is back.
We are back, baby.
If you haven't known, LeBron already lost his first game. Just letting y'all know. I know you've heard. Now you saw it, but he just did. He lost me some money, too. But that's another day. I don't want to talk about gambling today. How are you, man? I got to just ask you that. Sometimes we don't ask each other that. We just get straight into business and just be talking. And I need to know sometimes, well, all the time, but I need to ask more often. Just how are you, man?
It's a good check-in, man. It's necessary. You know, I'm all right, man. I can't lie and be on some like, oh, I'm fantastic. I'm great. I don't think I'm in a bad mental space. I think that back in the day kids didn't get bad grades, you would get the needs improvement, and I feel like
okay. So you didn't fail.
I just need a little improvement. Yeah, that's it.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little home improvement, man. Self-improvement. As long as you know, I feel like that's the biggest thing, understanding that you need to improve, or whoever is telling you you need to improve.
Nah, it's just a self-awareness thing, which is the greatest part.
That's better. That's better than anything. Yeah, you knowing.
It's been good. I can't lie. You know, in that department, just trying to kind of keep my head where it needs to be, trying to focus on the things that I need to focus on. You know, on the episode that they didn't hear last week.
So we could explain that to them too. I don't want y'all to get mad at us.
No, you know, we had a whole episode. We had some technical difficulties that popped up last minute. Somebody's vocals got deleted.
Messed up.
We had to fix what we had to fix, but
we probably should have told y'all that. We probably should have announced that on IG or something.
It's all good.
Think about it, that's being more like, you know, committed to the cause. But so much. We was trying to get y'all episode out. It didn't work out, so now we're doing this. We don't know when you're gonna get this one.
But you might hear it tomorrow. Exactly. You might hear this tomorrow.
You might get it tomorrow.
But
the day you after, might get it next week. You might hear next week. But you're gonna get this episode.
You're gonna get this episode for sure.
Plus another bonus episode that we're gonna have for y'all. We gonna do it like that. I seen we got a couple new Patreon. They knocking. Ooh, they seen we wasn't playing. That's what it was. They thought that we was just gonna talk a good game and it wasn't gonna be posted. But when they went to that Monday episode
and they saw
and they looked on Patreon, the episode was up there. So I just wanna say thank you. To us, I want to say thank you.
Come on, Uncle Snoop's speech.
We did that. We were committed to something, and even though this episode, it wasn't even our fault because it got done. It's just the audio got messed up. So I won't even sit here and lie to y'all like, oh no, we're bullshitting because it really did get fucked up. But
that is a fact.
We actually kept our word and got Patreon back up and.
We back clicking,
we
baby.
The website back up. I'm gonna post the links and everything for those so they can grab merch and all that.
Yes. Yes.
So there's that. There's we have new Patreon members. So welcome Patreon members. I love y'all. Thank y'all for joining.
Thank you.
For spending the money that you don't spend on these free episodes on us twice a month. And I'm probably gonna throw some extra stuff in there for y'all. So you know. Appreciate you.
Yeah, it's necessary, man. It's necessary. But, absolutely. You know, I think overall, you know, between, you know, moving into this new crib, making sure Christina and the baby's gotten more space, you know, making sure that, you know, I think the strike looking like it might be ending soon. I don't know, but I'm just praying we can all
stay positive,
writing my own shit, just kind of going through the motions, you know, dealing with everything that came at us this year and just kind of just appreciating being here, man. I'm working towards better mental space. I probably just need to go to the gym. I'm not gonna lie to you. I probably just need to work out or something like that.
I've been kinda in a down. Life has just been really just kicking my ass.
Man.
And I'm just but I know in my life it's like, all right, you'll have your ups and your downs, and when you think you're at your lowest, it might be the lowest so far, then something's gonna come bless you, and then but I don't, it's just I'm playing this like chasing game, like I'm running after something, then it's running after me, then I got it, then it just keeps running, the goalpost keeps going further and further back. So I've been trying to just tell myself like, yo, stay positive, stay ready. Just study and read and work out. And the past 2 weeks, I haven't even been able to. I mean, I've worked out, don't get me wrong, but I haven't worked out to the best of my abilities.
Yeah, you've been doing it just to do it. I know.
Yeah, and for us, that's still good.
It's good because we be going crazy, but still.
We'll maintain, but we won't gain, you know, we won't see it in mass or bulk or anything like that. But yesterday, shout out to my boys who will, Naj and Lindsay, and Trey, they've been getting up at like 6 a.m. and doing these 6 a.m. workouts.
I've been peeping. I think last week I saw Trey like couldn't walk down the steps or something like that.
Facts. That was a leg day and shit. So I used to go sometimes, but I always used to go to the gym in general. So then I stopped for the past 2 weeks. I just been doing like at home stuff. And then yesterday I just held myself accountable and was like, yo, I texted him. I was like, yo. Even though I'd be up when they leave at 5:45, like I hear them leave. I just don't get up. I was like, yo, I gotta be more accountable for myself. Just please. I'm telling you, I need, just hit me up. So then I was up this morning and I went to the gym this morning at 6. And I got a good workout in. And
you know, that brings up a good thought process. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, let me first bring this episode all the way in. If you guys don't know, wherever you listening to this on whatever streaming platform you're listening to it, we thank you. Make sure that you like, make sure that you subscribe. If you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts, please give us 5 stars because yes, we are children. We need confirmation. I need to know that you appreciate us. Please appreciate me.
please, because if you don't know, now you know. We need to be validation. Please tell us how amazing we are, because.
Or if you hate us, if you hate us, if you're mad at us, if you want to curse us out, if you want to curse us out, make sure listen.
Bring your bitch ass over here and talk your shit, because I want to hear it.
anybody here who can hear my voice, if you want to curse us out for how we treat you, like the toxic boyfriends that we are with y'all, make sure that you hit us up on guysnextdoor123@gmail.com with the
or else
tag.
I'm not gonna see it. I don't care.
C-Y-O, curse you out. We want to see C-Y-O, curse you out, and
curse
just go crazy
out.
We will gladly let one of y'all curse us out. We will read it on air. Matter of fact, you know what? Mouse had this idea last week. Whoever gives us the best curse out, we'll bring you on the episode with us to curse us out in person. How about that?
Curse us out in person is crazy.
It's brazy. But and you know what?
Fuck it.
Just to add a little extra, it's only for Patreon. So if you want to curse us out, if you want to curse us out, if you got the best curse out, we will gladly bring you on the podcast, bring you next door with us, and let you curse us out. So make sure you hit us up on guysnextdoor123@gmail.com with the tag C-Y-O, and let's see who could curse us out the best. Let's see. Also, if you want to join the conversation wherever we are, whatever we're talking about, please jump in. Guys Next Door show on all of your social media platforms. And Patreon, again, as you just heard, the Patreon is back up and running. So
we got new people in the building.
If you want to put some snaps on that Petro, please go to patreon.com/guysnextdoor.
I got stories. I got stories for days, if y'all don't know. I know some things.
We know some things.
I know
some things. We've been in this thing for a minute. I've been in this game
know
for
some
years.
Things.
It made That's me an animal.
Facts. I wrote me a manual. That's a fact. I know. I got a lot of stories. So please pull up this, you know, and especially for the canoodlers, yo. Canoodle Corner, please. We need to see some letters about if you want to get set up or. Or
you
maybe I could
special.
Do some. I'll do some special canoodle. I want to do something like you tell me who you have a crush on too, and I hit them up. You give me that information. I hit them up. I talk to them. I break it down. Then I bring y'all together. See what's going on. That's a little canoodle 2.0. You feel me?
You playing Hitch? I see you.
See what I'm saying? I want to know what you want. I just don't. You know, I'm trying to. I don't need to know you just single because then that's a lot of work for me. Let me know who you looking at and be realistic, please. Please be realistic about
don't come
who
over
you're
here
trying to
for
go.
Beyonce.
Yeah, don't ask
don't
for somebody I can't even
asking
reach.
For Beyonce. If
or
you
don't
ain't got
go reach
Jay-Z
out to people
money,
that already
though.
Dubbed you. If they dubbed That's you another, already, don't try another. To make me be the, you know, try to bring it, you think it's going to work. It's not. Okay?
it's slow.
Be an adult.
It's
but
slow.
there are a lot of other people that would love to talk to you. So keep that in mind when you write me your letter. Don't think outside your stadium. stay in your parameters, stay in your park.
Yo.
Ain't nobody told you go to the Bronx. Like,
okay. So
my fault.
Brought up a really good point earlier. You brought up a really good point earlier about accountability. Now, I think this is something that we all kind of talk about quite a bit, right? We talk about like our partners taking accountability, how hard it is a lot of times for women to take accountability. But I think one thing that we never really talk about is us taking accountability, not for things that we do to other people, but just taking accountability for ourselves. I think mm-hmm. that's one of the hardest things. One of my favorite quotes is, discipline is mastery of self. If you don't master yourself, yourself will master you. So
that's some real. You got to recognize that. So a lot of people don't recognize that.
Yeah. So in this case, right? What does that mean to you, right? What does accountability of self mean to you?
For me, it's you got to know. you got to know right, wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like. About yourself, because we're a lot of people. What they like to do when it comes to them being wrong, they like to blame it on other people. Well, I'm wrong because mm-hmm. I was raised this way, or I'm wrong because I was taught this way, or I'm wrong. And it's like, yo, as a child, those are little better excuses because yes, that's. But as an adult, like nah. So understanding self awareness of just I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. This is what I did wrong, and how can we move forward with this?
Mm.
When you put it like that to somebody, it's not like you're trying to run away from your problems or something like that, because you're not. But you're acknowledging that you have a problem, or you're acknowledging that you did something wrong, and you're willing to fix it if you are, if you're grown enough to say that. But you're at least willing to acknowledge that.
True.
This is what I did wrong, or this is what's wrong with me.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think like whenever I think about accountability of self, I think the first thing that comes into mind is just your morals, and I guess your just the things that you stand on, right? Is you standing on business, right? it's the questions of how you handle yourself when nobody else is around. It's one thing to a lot of people, damn near everybody, when certain people are around, whether it's our parents, whether it's, people that we work with, jobs that we're trying to get, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes more than likely we put on a mask. We put on to match the moment, to match the feeling, to match whatever, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But whenever I think of accountability of self, it's like, okay, the only person that you're in here with is you. Mm-hmm. How do you make sure that you don't wrong you? Understanding what you need, what your body needs, what your mind needs, what your soul, your spirit needs, and providing that, and then the moments that you don't, being able to be man enough to be like, you know what? I fucked myself over with that. I didn't handle this the way that I should have, and I am being a detriment to myself. And in doing that, I'm potentially being a detriment to others.
Okay. I get that. But sometimes, I mean, I feel like when you say it like that, I think for me, sometimes as I get older, I'm starting to realize it's okay, and I defeat a lot by admitting that I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna argue with you. I'm not gonna. Some people when they know they wrong and they just get into their lie of I'm right, they just keep going and keep going.
Nigga, they'll die on that hill.
Yeah, and I'm at a point now that I don't want to die on that hill. I've come to the realization that I'm cool with letting you know I don't know, letting you know I messed up, letting you know it's my fault. I feel like I get it. Because a person. Most people want to argue back.
Yeah.
Because most people aren't used to somebody admitting that they're wrong. Yeah. So once you admit it, it's like I defeat your whole trying to violate me, trying to embarrass me, trying to do all this. I'm defeating that, bro. I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. How can we fix it? And then if you as the person I'm telling this to still gets an attitude with me, I'm not the bad person.
No, not at all. You're choosing to fight.
And I'm being the bigger person by saying, yo, I was wrong. How can we fix this? Can we? If we can't, okay, cool. I accept that it was my fault, but I'm just asking, can we?
And I think a lot of times when it comes to arguments, and this is a side note. I think when it comes to arguments, what I've realized in all of my years of all of the arguments that I've been in, people jump into arguments to win, not to come to a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a mindset of, nah, you're not gonna, especially that's me and Salam joke all the time, that's the New York mindset. You trying to play me? You're not gonna play me.
Facts. That's what it really is. You're not gonna do this. You're not gonna sit here.
You're not gonna play me. You're not gonna play me. That's my thought process all the time. I even got to check myself a lot of times with Christina, because she'll say something where she's bringing something up about something I've done wrong, and just mm-hmm. the way that she said it is like, you trying to play me?
You gotta second guess it, huh?
It automatically gets hot, and I'm like, nah, I gotta hold on. Let me pull back. Let me chill out, because what she's saying may have some validity to it. And then I look at it.
She might be right.
Okay, I feel you. I hear you. you know, or like, yo, okay, so I did fuck up. So what is our solution? How do we grow from this? But when it comes to accountability of self, the tricky thing is you can't argue with yourself, right? Like, it's not like you can't fight yourself, you know, even me, right? Like, I like for the whole last week, and naturally I was rehabbing, I had an injury. So I've been kind of just chilling out in the house, trying to make sure that I don't exacerbate the problem or whatever. And I haven't been to the gym, but I can naturally feel, like, I can actually feel myself the way that I am, how I'm feeling around the house. You know, I don't have the same endorphins right now. So it just, like, I'm naturally feeling, and everybody in the house feels it as well. So I'm like, okay, I got to be accountable. Even today, right? I'm like, all right, cool. Once I finish this podcast, I know it's late, put the girls to sleep, I'm a go to the gym versus just sitting in the house, you know, probably, like, I don't know, get a little sip of something or hit a tincture or some shit like that. Nigga, I'm gonna go to the gym.
Get it done.
So I get that real quick endorphin vibe, come home, go to sleep, and I'll be good for the whole night. And I think there's a lot of stuff now just with, like, personal goals that I'm starting to try to check myself for. So, like, when was the last time for you, like, or like, what are you right now keeping yourself accountable for?
Well, it was the gym. That's what it was. Now it's like, I mean, I still hold myself accountable to go a certain amount of times a week. So that's that. I think I'm holding myself more accountable in life for just my choices in who I choose to listen to.
That's a big one.
As far as, like, I'm trying to figure out the right words. As far as, like, trusting people.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. I'm more of, like, I used to be like, yo, I really trust you until you prove me wrong, but it's really like the opposite now. Like, I don't trust you, so prove me wrong. That
show me that
I should trust you, because I don't trust you. But before, it's like I used to give everybody like I don't know why I lost train. I can't figure out.
You used to give niggas enough rope to see if they want to be a
cowboy. Yeah, facts. Exactly. Like, yo, bro. Like, yo, you good with me. Yeah, I'm going to let you do. Yeah, you good. Can I? Yeah, you good. And then you don't. And that's like, I don't fuck with you. But instead of that, like, instead of believing in the person that's supposed to hire me, or believing in the person that's going to call me tomorrow, or believing in the company that's going to send me an invoice, like, nah, I got to start reaching out more and doing the best that I can. So I'm being more accountable with, basically, like, it sounds crazy, but I'm being more accountable with holding myself more accountable for all the stuff that I think other people should help me with, or I would hope, and it doesn't happen. So now it's like, yo, I know you're not the person to call that person all the time or reach out, but whatever, do it. So that's what I'm doing. Like, looking at my Rolodex of numbers, like, I know this person's not used to you calling them for this. They might just be used to saying, what's up? But now it's like, all right, what's up? What you got going on? Let me make, because if I don't put the effort in, then I'm just shooting myself in the foot. And
that's a fact.
Then I'm definitely not being accountable for myself, because then I can't pay rent and I can't work and I can't. Now I'm unhealthy. It's mad shit. So
it's mad shit. It's fucking domino effect, man.
Yo, this, like, being an adult, if you don't hold yourself accountable, you really lose, unless you're, like, born into money.
Accountable, then you become the black sheep of the family. Like, niggas,
exactly. You kind of liability. Everybody's like, yo, bro, what? Why we always got to bail you out? Why we always got to do this for you? Like, why can't you understand that you need to wake up on time? You need to get a job. You need to make your own money. And if they're gonna enable you and as a family and just keep giving you stuff, then that's on them at the end of the day. But it's on you to get your shit together, and it's on you to be an adult, and, you know. It's tough.
You are talking right now, boy. It's the same.
It's like, it hits hard. It's hard to home. Like, everybody, I tell people all the time, because, of course, like, with Instagram and social media and stuff, people
everything
look at
looks lit.
A little
everything
different.
Always looks lit.
And I tell people, at least once a week, I tell somebody, everything that glitters is not gold, bro. like, yo, bro, I see you with this. It's like, yo, bro, no. And then I'll break stuff down. Well, this is why this is going on. This one. And they're like, yo, I never thought about it. It's like, yeah, because you just thinking because you not there is shining. And it's like, nah, that's not what it is, bro. Just,
you don't even fully understand the reason why niggas is here.
You get cold where you at. Exactly. Like, facts. You have your bad days over there. There's these days that's just as bad, if not worse. Like, and of course, there's always the same, more money, more problems. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's all people that's going to be like, if I got more money, I'm not going to have problems. It's like, you know, you're going to have, I'll tell you this. More money, different problems.
Different problems.
Like,
fact.
I'm not saying you're going to be broke and trying to rob Peter to pay Paul, but your lifestyle might be extravagant. And now you are still doing the same thing. Like, there's so many different problems with money and without money. So it's all about perspective. I mean, would I rather have rich problems? Yes. Because rich problems, you still have a roof over your head. You still have food. Facts. You still, facts. You know what I'm saying? Poor problems is tough. It's unhealthy. All that stuff. So yeah, it's when stuff like that hits close to home, it's a little different. Cause it's like you're going through it on a daily. So me understanding who I am and who I want to be in the next week or the next day or the next year, it all matters. And it all depends on how I want to understand and how I want to show and prove myself to myself and then to the world.
So on my side, it's very similar, right? Where I think the things that I'm trying to keep myself super accountable for are things like, you know, my daughters. I think first and foremost, my daughters, right? Like, the first thing that I think of every day, no matter what, whether Christina's in the house or she's not, like, it's like, okay, what do they need? Where are they at? Like, am I being present? You know, we come from households where it's not, you know, no slight to my dad. You know, I love that nigga now. You know, we got to a really good place. But when I was younger, it wasn't as good, you know. And I think, and I don't, being older now, I understand how life comes at us. And I feel like, knowing my dad's story now, the things that he's been through, especially when it comes to his kids, all of his separate kids, I can understand how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
At a time, you know, I'm the fifth kid of his. So after the fifth kid, it's, and so much has happened from the first to the fifth that you can check out.
And absolutely.
I feel like my dad, you know, no slight to him. We found the things that we connected with, but I can see that he was kind of checked out. He just wasn't. I don't know if it was that he wasn't prepared or that he just didn't know how to provide what was needed. But I think me being trying to be accountable now is learning from what my dad did and learning to not let that affect my children and not let it affect. You know, I think my wife is different, right?
Yeah.
My wife is different because as when you get married, you guys become one. So low key, what that means is what she's going through, you're going to go through. And what you're going through, she's going to go through. So naturally, you can't protect her from the things that you're going through. You guys have to go through it together. I think Facts. The biggest thing is just learning how to maneuver those things so that you catch the brunt of it and your kids don't. However the bills look, however things kind of shape up, however things may get tricky, you are the ones that have to have those hard conversations and go through those moments of like, okay, you know, we're paying this and we're paying this and we're moving here and we're moving there and how hard is this and why do we got to do this? And then let the kids just be kids, man.
Yeah, so, you can't put all that pressure on them.
I think me being accountable is one, making sure my kids are good. Two, trying to every single day, trying to keep my wife happy and choosing her every single day, keeping myself accountable to where I am always in a place where every single day I wake up, I'm choosing her to be my wife. Like, that's my girl. I'm in it with her. Good, bad, ugly, I'm in it with her.
That's powerful.
I think even with that, you know, when it comes to work and everything, it's staying a student, you know, being a, you know, I never got a chance to go to college, right? 90210 was my college experience.
Facts.
Like my college experience was on a set. You know, I didn't finish high school. Well, I finished high school with a Regents diploma, with an advanced Regents diploma, but I never went to college. Never, you know, I got out of high school and started having a tutor in sophomore year. From sophomore year to my senior year, school wasn't like as much as I wanted to be in school. I wanted to go to my choices was either Morehouse, USC. It was Morehouse, USC, or NYU, or Howard. Howard was number one for sure, but it was Morehouse,
of course,
well, USC, and Morehouse, USC. NYU if I wanted to stay home, and then Howard was like, that's the one that I put all my, like, I was like, I'll put all the chips on the board for that joint. And I did well on my SATs, all of that, but I got booked for 90210. So all of that being said, I stay a student in this game because I didn't get a chance to really learn in school. So everything, life is my school. Like the way that I learn, you know, I'm okay in this business. You got to look a certain way. So that made me start to have an affinity towards the gym. So I'm like, okay, I'm working out so that I fit the part of what I got to look for, how I got to look for whatever roles. Okay. I got to be able to act this good. Cool. I'm in this class. I'm learning this. I'm learning how to do improv. I'm bah, 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 bah. Like whatever is necessary for me to build, to be a better actor, to be a better, a creator, a better writer, just a better person on set that understands, you know, especially if you're like the top billing, you're like the quarterback. You got to understand how to maneuver the field. Okay, yo, that person is going that way. This person moves like this. Okay, I need your route to go like this. And this is how we're going to get this touchdown.
You got to be able to be three plays ahead.
Yo, that's what it is. So My accountability for self is very much like staying a student, making sure my children have an amazing childhood, making sure my wife stays happy and that I choose her every day. I can't, you know, I don't know if she's going to choose me every day, but I'm going to choose her every single day. And just making sure that my family understands that I was a solid nigga, man, that I always... That I was here, that I didn't I didn't shy away from nothing. I'm talking about my immediate family, my mom, sisters, brothers, all of that, and my extended family, all the people from the neighborhood that I'm from, all of that shit. Nobody could ever say Mac was that I didn't do, that I wasn't here, like I didn't provide, that I didn't make sure that niggas had, that I didn't do my all. You know, I always know that there's more that we could do, but niggas know that I've done, like, what I've done.
Exactly. They can't take that away from you. And they can't take away the effort.
That's my accountability.
I think you're a testing case of also, like, you're a person that has a lot going on in their life. Yeah. Whether it's movies, families, shows, music, kids, like, you have a lot. So to know that you still have in your mind, like, there's certain things that you know you have to do and you still do them every day, people can't really tell me, like, yo, I'm busy. Like, that just doesn't really fly no more. It's like, you're busy, but you really not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yo, I don't have time to do that. And it's like, how do you not have time to do it? If this person who has way more stuff to do than you has time to do it and you ain't got nothing, and we only talking about one thing for you to do, it's like, if you want to get better at something, work at it. And if you don't, then don't. But don't complain to me how you working at this shit and you really not, because I don't even do what you want to do, but I know the shit better than you. So it's like, people come to me about, like, let's just say working in the industry that I like, music or whatever case may be. And I'm like, yo, honestly, bro, I'm really not working in that shit. Well, if you know anything, it's like, yo, bro, I don't know enough, but I know more than you about this subject. And you don't even want to work hard to know about it. Why do I need to know about this? Why do I know so much more about a subject you want to work in? And it's like, you're just not doing the hard. You're not putting the work in, and you just want people to give you stuff. So that's also accountability too, because
that's a big part of accountability.
If you don't understand, like I said earlier, like the mistakes you're making, or know that you don't even have to know that what you're doing at first it's wrong. But if you know it's wrong after you do it, and you're like, yo, you know what, that was wrong. I know that I won't do that again. Which means you're not getting worse. You're not missing out on anything. You're actually learning from your mistakes.
Yeah.
So that's a part of accountability that a lot of people don't use or go through with is yes, understanding that I have a problem is a big part of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
But then going to fix it and just putting steps
even
ahead.
Even if you don't know the answer, just changing your footing. Like,
or trying to search for the answer. Mm-hmm. Ask questions. Yo, I saw you was frustrated, or this happened. Yo, what could I have done better? Like, something to make people understand, like, okay, they want to be better, instead of you just thinking you know everything because you don't.
Man, I feel like the knowing, somebody feeling like they know everything is the antithesis of self-accountability. Because when you feel like you know everything, in essence, you feel like you're perfect. Like, I don't need help
horrible.
With this, or I don't. There's no checks and balances. There's no way to kind of even give yourself space or room to grow or to learn. So you stay stuck exactly where you are.
Exactly where you at. And to the point where it's like, yo, bro, you got to figure it out.
You have to. Like,
we not here for this.
But even just like you said, right? I mean, you know, I'm not the only one with a crazy schedule, nigga. You as well. Nigga, the schedule of an entrepreneur gets fucking hectic, because you're not working a 9-to-5. It's literally 24/7. Niggas could call you at any time, and it's like, okay, I gotta get up and get moving. So
just figure it out, Tom.
With that mindset and being in a place where at any time you gotta get up and go get it, how do you stay self-accountable? Or what's something that keeps you anchored? You know what I mean?
I mean, for me, I guess it's just like, I don't know nothing else. Like, when I was working at jobs and stuff, it still wasn't like, that was the hardest part for me, it's figuring out how to work myself in a system of a CEO and a vice president, and there's head of this and this and that. That was the hardest part for me. Like, I know I could work in this system, but how can I work in this system? Like, I'm used to working for myself. I'm used to when I don't have it, I go outside and get it. I'm used to, I need this amount of money by this Friday. I'm going to get it. Now it's like, I don't get paid till next week. I gotta wait for y'all to do this. I can't go get the shit I want to get without an approval. I gotta clock in here, or I got a salary and I can't get more. Like, I gotta wait on this bone. And it's like, I'm not used to that. I mean, of course, like, I used to like healthcare and stuff like that. That's fire. But other than that, when you're an entrepreneur, it's just a whole life that you have to wake up and just wake up and go get it. It's not, nobody's telling you, yo, you got to be at the office at this time, or not, or we're going to get mad at you. Nah, it's no trouble. It's like, if you don't get up, you're just not getting paid. You're not getting paid. You're not going to eat. You're not going to eat. You're not going to pay your bills. You're not going to pay your bills. You're gonna get your mother couch or at home. If you have a family member that'll take you in, like, it's just going to trickle down to you bullshitting. And that's what it really is. In a sense, like, yeah. That's how I look at it. Like, for me, at least,
I think on my side, the thing that kind of like is keeping me accountable, low key, is my daughters, right? I mean, of course, mm-hmm. my wife too, but it's, you know, it's my wife in an essence, because we're both super fucking competitive, right? Like, so if it's the gym, it's like, oh nah, you're not gonna outdo me at the gym, Slim. I don't understand you. Facts. Going doing that bar shit, whatever, but like, nah, I can't look like no slouch in the crib. Like, I can't do it.
That's a fact. It's not gonna happen. We're not allowing it to.
We're not allowing that. But when it comes to the girls, like, the, you know, my daughters, I understand that right now is the time that they are watching mommy and daddy more and more. And I think Tristan now, she's about to be four. Naima, she's about to be one. And this, I can, bro, it's fucking nuts. And I can tell, like, the things that they see dad doing or seeing mom doing, especially Tristan. Like, she wants to, like, whatever I'm doing, she wants to do. If I'm on the floor doing push-ups, she's gonna try to get on the floor and do push-ups. If I'm on my phone, if I'm on my iPad, whatever, she's on my shoulder. Like, who we texting, dad? Like, it's mad. It's crazy. Like, she wants to be and do everything that I'm doing. So I know that I have to. It's not about what I tell her to do or how I ask her to move. Now it's about living as an example. How do I want her to move? How do I want her to judge the people that she comes into contact with, male or female? How do I want her to look at people's morals or the way that people move or the things that people bring to her or speak about? I have to embody that right now, or she'll be left or subjected to whatever else, anything else.
Yep. Yep.
So it's very, the thing that kind of keeps me anchored right now is just constantly looking at Tristan like, all right, even just now, I'm about to leave. Tristan, you know, she's like, dad, where you going? I'm like, oh, daddy got to go to work. You got to go to work? Okay. So now there's be times when she's in that, when she wants to go in her little, she finds like one of the little cabinets in the house. She grabs her iPad and she goes in there. She sits down. She's like, daddy, I'm going to work. I'm like, oh, okay.
Go ahead, girl. Go ahead. Do your thing. Uh-huh. Do what you got to do. We with it.
She understands it and she appreciates it, you know? So that's what it is. You know, when I say, oh, daddy got to go to the gym, daddy got to go work out. Now, we was at her grandfather's house. Her grandfather has like one of those like little pedal bike things or whatever. So she jumps on and she starts playing with the pedal bike. And she's like, daddy, I'm exercising. I'm working out. She's like, daddy, come work out with me. I'm like, oh, snap. Like, she's on it. She's on it.
Very, so very much so.
I have to be self-accountable. In the way, it's crazy. Entrepreneurial life, you just said it, bro. That literally is a job in being self-accountable. You got
it. Yeah, bro.
You have to get your ass up. You have to go get this money or you will miss it.
All of it. Just like that.
All
you
of
think
it.
It's there and the shit is gone. Like, I'm sitting here trying to book this and that and everything don't go through. It's not like, yo, you automatically you're going to get it. So I've been trying to, son, I've been trying to book one artist this past couple of days, and I've been in talks with like four clubs. First it was two they wanted, now one. So it's really like the first person who gets it, but that's my pay. It's like if these niggas mm-hmm. decide to back out of the situation, I don't get paid. How am I going to eat? Okay, your account is getting low. What you going to do? Let's figure it out. At the same time, redoing your resume, get back into work. It's just mad shit. It's a whole bunch of promises and unbelievable things said to you. That you just got to get through without trusting and understanding. And it's hard. It's hard to be an entrepreneur at first, especially when you want to do so well which on your own and not trust people.
Yeah.
So, because that's the whole thing about the game. You can't do the shit by yourself as an entrepreneur. You need a team, or you need at least the stepping stones to get to the next level. So you always have to work with people.
I think that's a bar right there. I hope nobody passes that. I hope that didn't go over anybody's head. No matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, nigga, that's you need a village, or
facts.
No, that shit is gonna go down, D-Lo Brown, bro. It's gonna be bad.
Yeah, most people don't know they need a village because, especially when it comes to work, I'm just talking about a job. Most people don't know that because they're stuck in a work situation where there is a, like I said, a vice president, a CEO, a COO, and they get caught up in the everybody's at where they're at type situation. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't really have to work as hard today because X, Y, and Z is, I know they're going to get it done, but they're not thinking that's a team. They're just thinking like, they look, a lot of people when they work at a job, they're just like, yo, I got hired. They're not my team worker. They're not my teammates. They're not,
I'm doing my own thing.
I'm just here. I'm doing my job. They told me to do this. I'm not going to do no extra. I'm not going to do no more. I'm not going to do no less. But in fact, if you do less, it's going to hurt
less.
Your job. Yeah, or you might get the same, but you don't understand it because somebody else has to pick up the slack and it has to get done. And when you're an entrepreneur and you wake up and it's like, yeah, I ain't going to do that shit today. It's like, all right, well, guess what? Tomorrow it's going to be right here
waiting for you.
Nobody clocked in when you clocked out. When you went to sleep at 5, nobody said, oh, you clocking out at 5? Well, I got the 5:30 shift, and they continue your job. Like, nah, when you don't finish, it don't get finished. So that's what it is.
All right, to wrap this up, with where you are right now with your own self-accountability, mm-hmm. what are you growing towards? Like, what are some of your goals?
Some of my goals... For my accountability?
Like, just where you are with your accountability. Like, what is your accountability leading you to? Like, what are your goals?
So a major thing for my accountability right now is like I said, like, holding myself accountable to reach out to people that I normally don't reach out to. Mm-hmm. When they always say, even if I know you're lying to me. And it's like, not even know, but I think like, yo, they bullshitted me before. I'm holding myself accountable to just not give up on myself in these situations. And it's like, yo, yeah, they didn't respond one time. But like yesterday, I was talking to you about homie that I met with my stepmom. I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
I didn't know who it was. And when she told me, she was like, yeah, that's what it is. She was like, you know, and she said the name of the company. I was like, oh, yeah, I know that. I was like, yeah, Mac always goes to the events and all that stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I know it. She was like, can you believe that I emailed him 2 weeks ago or last week after I seen him at like a seminar or something? And I never thought I would see him. Like, I saw him speak a year ago. I sent him an email last week because she was talking about accountability too. Like, we actually had this conversation yesterday. She was telling like, yo, at first it was like, yo, am I always getting caught in just these like typecast roles for her job, like just her position. She wants to do other things. She was like, you know what? I'm just start reaching out. And so and going to panel. So she went to the panel, saw him, and then she reached out to him. And then a week later, we're in a restaurant that we were actually late for to get there. And when we're pulling up to walk, to like check in, they're coming out the restaurant. Like, everything was just perfect timing.
The timing,
so it's
bro.
Like
the timing.
So like stuff like that, it's like, yeah, so what? If I'm not saying somebody violates you, you got to keep trusting them. But I'm just saying there's some people that you forget about and you don't reach out to. And or you just have those friendly conversations when you know, those friends that you only see when you out partying or you only see when you doing this. Like, those are the people that sometimes will support you closer than your closest friends. And they'll help mm-hmm. you out in certain situations and jobs. So for me, my accountability was knowing that that I had to just do more for myself if I wanted more. If I don't want more, then cool. But if I want more for myself and for my life, then I gotta just figure that out. And I am reaching out, doing more, sending more emails, telling more people. For me, it's being more conscious of myself, but telling people that I am having problems in this area.
And that I'm actively looking.
I'm looking for this. I'm trying to do this. Is there any way you can help? I don't get mad if you say nah. I don't get mad if you say, oh, let me see his bet. Because one day somebody's going to be like, yo, I got you. And the thing with my life is, the more I do, like when I'm in my house all depressed in my crib, like my phone it barely rings. If it does ring, it's just all some bullshit. Somebody annoying mm-hmm. me, somebody telling me how come they didn't hear from me, all this kind of stuff. As soon as I leave the house, my phone is ringing, my emails is popping. People, I'm like, yo, what is going on?
That's how
so
it be.
For me, it's
That's
like,
how it be.
For me, it's like, just go outside, go walk, go work out, go figure some shit out. Like, you ain't gonna do nothing on your couch, like homie said on TV. You ain't doing shit at home.
You ain't doing shit. Come
exactly. Get off your couch. You ain't doing shit. But so that's for me. Like, I think that's the biggest thing for me is like all these connections, putting shit together, and taking like the. And for me, it's not a ego thing for me at all. But how other people might look at it might look like an ego thing. So I'll just break it down like that. Let's say it was. Just put that wall down and those things that you're scared to do, that just reach out. And so what if they look at you a little weird or say stuff? Oh, he hit me up about a job. So what? You ain't give it to me.
That's a fact.
I'm pretty sure that person had to hit somebody else up for that job they got. So my accountability is just be like, fuck. Honestly, my accountability is be like, yo, fuck what other people are talking about. If you're not helping me, fuck out of here. I'm gonna help myself.
That's a fact. I like that.
So. What about yourself?
I think my accountability right now is, as I said, I'm a very, and it may not seem like that, you know, because everybody sees me, they're like, oh my God, Tristan's so nice and he's the nicest kid and blah, 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 whatever, whatever, right? But in all actuality, like, I'm a fucking dog, bro. Like, I am extremely competitive, even like with damn near anything. I remember being in JROTC. Like, nigga, I was always the first one out of chow because I learned how to eat faster than everybody. Like, I was like, all right, I gotta eat and get back in line. Like, niggas can't see me. So even now in the place that I am, my mindset is how do I beat who I was last year, mm-hmm. last week, last month, yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
How do I better myself? Like, how do I become a better father? How do I, you know, be more attentive to Tristan and Naima? How do I provide for Christina? How do I create opportunities for my wife and my kids? How do I create opportunities for myself? How do I build and create an empire that of things of creations that live longer than I will? You know, mm-hmm. like it's constantly now like, okay, I want to be better. I want more. I want to be better. And I do it so much now that even now, being in this business for damn near 20 years, like 20 years now, being in this business, I feel like I just started. Like, I feel like I'm feeling like I really just started. Like, niggas, I've already done legendary things. I've already touched worlds, places that I've never been before know who I am. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, God. All praise is due to Allah, you know. But I'm very much like, okay, that was cool. Do it again. And do it again.
Yep. Do it better.
Do it again. Do it better. How did you mess up on that? Really critique myself. How did you do it better? So,
and that's the only way. That's the only way you're gonna be at your ultimate, like super saiyan self, is if you hard on yourself. Niggas that just be like, oh word, I'm the best. Thanks for telling me that, guys. You're never gonna be the best because the people that's telling you the best is just working on their craft. So they telling you that, so you stop working on yours. And once you stop working on your craft, now they the vice president. Oh, and you like, yo, what? How did this? It was like, yeah, you was doing so great. You motivated me to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were so complacent, thinking you was high and mighty. Oh, you got it. Now I'm the man, and I'm not giving you this spot back. So I appreciate you for your hard work and dedication, but I'm here, and I'm not moving.
Story of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was an episode on accountability. That shit just popped up. That was crazy.
Facts.
Man, I'm actually going home with some gems. I needed those. I appreciate that. So if you guys felt any way, if you guys want to continue the conversation, please jump in on all social media platforms. Guys Next Door Show. If you guys want to hit us up, talk to us about whatever, you know, guys, make sure you guys hit us up on guysnextdoor123@gmail.com, please. And also, wherever you're listening to this, whatever streaming platform you're listening to this, please like, subscribe. You know, we hitting y'all every week with the newness, or whenever we get a new episode, we'll hit y'all with the newness. And again, we appreciate y'all. Also, for our family, our friends that want to kind of come through the crib, kind of kick it, you know, take some sodas out of the refrigerator, you know, get some snaps on this petrol. Make sure you go to patreon.com/guysnextdoor and
second new episode dropping soon. One is already up for the month.
Yep.
We got another one dropping at the end of the month. We have another one dropping. It just depends. You might get it this week, you might get it next week, but you'll get it before Halloween.
That is a fact. That is a fact.
So on that note, we appreciate you, and thanks for getting this free content. Now go boss me. Shit that make us some money. But we appreciate you. I'll latch out next week.
That smells Jones. It's the guys.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.